Our Stencil Place series, Havana, continues on the World Cafe. In a moment, we are going to travel to Havana to get a chance to talk with a brilliant young trumpet player, Jacek Manzano, who we had a chance to hear play, and talk a little bit about the current jazz scene in Cuba and how it is for people there playing out of Cuba, playing in Havana. But before we get to that, I thought we would bring back our man about Latin music, Aaron Luis Levinson, Grammy-winning producer, and all the man who's got the record collection, to talk a little bit about Cuban jazz. And this is a big subject, but we're going to try to, if you could try to play three pieces of music that you think might give us an idea about some of the biggest strains, some of the most important things in Cuban jazz. And what do you think? Where should we begin with something like that?
Well, I think undoubtedly the place that you begin is with what were called descargas. And descarga basically means jam session in Cuban slang. And there were famous ones that took place called descargas in miniature. They were recorded in the late 50s, and they featured a guy who went on to become truly an iconic figure, and to some people, the inventor of the mambo, Cachao Lopez, Israel Cachao Lopez. So he was the titular leader of these sessions, and you really get the sense of how the sensibility of jazz has been Havanified when you listen to this. It's not necessarily the kind of jazz that you think of when you think of, you know, kind of blue by Miles Davis.
It's bebop. It's not
bebop. It's not bebop. In fact, they've really adapted it to the instrumentation of Cuba. So rather than having a trap drummer, there's a bongocero, and there's a guy on congas, and there's a bass player. And it's so infectious. Just thinking about it the first time that I ever heard these records, I couldn't contain myself. They're that good.
Well, who are we going to start with?
Well, we have to start with the king, which is Cachao himself. And this song is called Descarga Cubana, which means Cuban jam, basically. I think if you wanted, David, to make an analog, the best thing would be if you compared it to those Jazz at the Philharmonic sessions that Norman Granz used to do back in the 40s. That's, I think, where they got the blueprint.
All right, Cachao, Descarga Cubana. Cachao, Descarga Cubana, the first pick for some Latin jazz today from Aaron Luis Levinson, who is here. Later on, we'll be talking with trumpet player Jacek Manzano from Havana. But we wanted to get a little bit of history to go with this. And all right, Cachao, that's where we begin. Where do we go?
Well, interestingly enough, in those very sessions, there was a trumpet player whose name everybody knows by one name, and that's just Chocolate, which means chocolate. And he's a fantastic trumpet player, Chocolate Armenteros. And we are going to listen to a song called Toma Chocolate. And that's from the album Cuban Masters Los Originales, which means the originals. So that's a great song. These are all short songs, so you can really dig into this stuff and get a sense in a couple of minutes of how really fantastic it is.
Hola.
Coma Chocolate from Chocolate Armenteras, another pick today from Aaron Louise Levinson. We're going to Cuba, and we're going to Havana, and we're hearing where the history of Cuban jazz comes from. And I wanted to ask, even when you were talking at the beginning, this is differentiated from Cuban dance music, right?
It is. It's definitely differentiated because the one thing that you'll notice is they have a very simple coro sometimes that's sung, but it's solos. It's guys really stretching out. They're not playing in a strict form that a dancer would be familiar with. It is indeed a jam session in the jazz sense of let's sit down and have a jam.
All right. Trumpet player. And we had Cachao on bass player.
On bass, yep.
And what's our next instrument?
Well, you know what? This one has a special place in my heart. I made an album a number of years ago, and one of the guests on that album was a guy named Chucho Valdez. Chucho Valdez is a Grammy Award-winning piano master. And he didn't come out of thin air. And by that, I mean that his father, whose name was Bebo Valdez, was a remarkably gifted piano player, still with us today, I believe a nonagenarian.
Wow.
And he was very much involved with the Descarga scene that Chocolate and Cachao were a part of. So I decided that if we're having a little triumvirate here, it would be nice to have the appropriately named Descarga del Bebo. So it's the jam of Bebo, and it's Bebo Valdez's orchestra.
Valdez's orchestra with another Descargo, and we've been listening to a lot of these Descargos, these jams. That was the Descargo del Bebo. And Aaron Louise Levinson, thanks for setting us up today for our conversation and music from Jacek Manzano for a little history.
It's my pleasure to do so.
Havana Jazz will be back in a moment as our Sense of Place series continues here on the World Cafe. One of our most energizing moments on our World Cafe Sense of Place visit to Havana was a special afternoon jazz concert with the rain falling outside the open windows of the small hall where the trumpet player Jacek Manzano had gathered the 11-member-strong Havana Jazz Collective. Each member of this ensemble could and actually does lead their own band, but together they are a powerful example of how the Cuban jazz community works. I asked Jacek about why they called themselves a collective.
I was inspired by the San Francisco Jazz Collective, actually.
Right.
We have a couple of videos. We all admire the music and the players. I mean, we all know all these great stars from New York and from all around the state. And we wanted to do a collective with our music, and we try to develop our styles, our, you know, way, our view of modern jazz or Cuban jazz fusion. So the collective is a sort of trying to get back to the combos, you know, big combos, to play modern music, to study music, to try to experience new feelings and interact all different ideas.
Yeah, it feels like a new generation with respect for many, many traditions, and that's what's cool. For us to hear in this music, that's what's special about it, is to hear you taking various rhythmic ideas, various arrangement ideas, and having fun with it. Tell me about where young players come from in Cuba. Tell me a little bit about the schooling system.
Is that okay that Ernesto talks a little bit about that?
Sure.
Because, ¿quieres decirlo en inglés o en español? No, habla en español. Habla en español y Janet.
Habla.
My singer is going to translate a little
sure.
bit. So we're going to do like an open section here.
Sure.
Que hables del sistema educacional cubano.
Normalmente
la base musical de los artistas cubanos en general viene de la música de concierto. Es decir, Cuba tiene tres niveles de enseñanza: el nivel elemental, medio y superior.
Cuba has in the educational system has three levels of education: basic,
nivel elemental,
elementary level,
high school,
high school,
y la universidad.
And college.
Is it competitive? What's it like on the higher levels?
Es competitivo, o sea, ¿qué es decir? ¿Cómo se hace? ¿Se hacen pruebas de ingreso?
Sí, para pasar a cada nivel, es decir, desde entrar a la escuela a nivel elemental, a pasar a nivel medio y después a nivel superior, a todos hay que hacer un examen de oposición, para todos.
In between levels, you need to go through a lot of tests. And the music education is basically classical music. It's all about that, classical in all music. The levels. And on popular music, I mean traditional Cuban music, we have to deal with it in the streets. It depends on where you're from. If you're from Oriente,
el son.
Then you listen to son. If you're from Regla, it's rumba.
Basically, what he's saying is that music we study is all come from the classical world. Baroque music, classical, romanticism, impressionism. All, we study all the basic Asian music, you know, baroque. And but the way we learned Cuban music, we don't have basically a school for Cuban music. That's something we are trying to get in our educational program, because we have our conservatories, you know. That's what we call conservatories, just playing European music. But what we're trying to do is, I mean, and we have done that a little bit in the universities, a little Cuban studios, composition, Cuban rhythms, Cuban, Afro-Cuban religion, you know, a little of folk music. But basically, we all learn on the street, like New Orleans, you know, in New Orleans, all the jazz, all the foundation of jazz was born on the street. That's the way we still learn music here. One of the things that identify my country is the rhythm. It's the rhythms. It's basically, that's the base of our music, dancing, the dance, the joy of music. And we could say that's something in common we have with New Orleans music, because when jazz was born, it was first dance. It was for dancing. It was for, and the Afro-Americans, they created the jazz dancing, and then the white people took it and played jazz too. And now jazz becomes an international and universal language for all the musicians. And we create Cuban jazz, we are part of the born of jazz, Latin jazz, with Dizzy Gillespie.
Mongo.
Mario Bauza was the creator. Mario Bauza was created. Chano Pozo. Well, you know, we all know Chano Pozo. But Mario Bauza was the real creator of Latin jazz. And Mario Bauza was a great composer. They used to live in New York, actually. And Chico Farrell, too, part of that movement. So I guess we are part of the history of jazz in the world, too.
Yeah. I know you spent some time in New York and went to Juilliard and had a chance to play there a lot. Is it hard to have an international career from Cuba? Are you able to get out?
You got some great musicians like Chucho Valdez that is keeping a great and astonished career.
Right.
Another piano player, because this is the country of piano players. It's important for me, I guess, for us, but maybe some others have a different opinion. But being the fact of being Cuban, being here and playing my music, and going out to the different festivals in Europe and the States or whatever, it's a privilege to do it, because the root, my roots, and the energy I took from the earth is very important for my soul, I could say it. And I always learn something new here. this is an island, okay? It's supposed to be a little bit like close and, you know, short, but we have a great story. History of music. That's the right one. We had a great history, and we still have to study a lot of our music and take things to put in our way of approaching modern jazz or modern music in general. We need to go back to our roots and study all Yoruban rhythms, Caribbean rhythms that we have a great influence from the French. Actually, I like to. I'm a learner. I always like to, how you say, to drink from different fountains, right? But my roots are very important for me, very, very important. And that means my earth, means being an international musician living in Cuba.
Trumpeter Jacek Manzano and the members of the Havana Jazz Collective on our Sense of Place Havana series recorded in Havana, Cuba. And here's some music from Jacek himself. This is a piece of his called Congo Bronx. Congo Bronx from trumpet player Jacek Manzano. And our thanks to Jacek and all the members of the Havana Jazz Collective, our guests on our Sense of Place series here in the World Cafe.